business is Peninsula MRRPC, the Veranda Revised Parking and Driveways.
This is a revised site plan for parking for 134 multifamily units, which is known as the Veranda Peninsula. The office received a complaint about the parking spaces not meeting the 10 by 20 requirements. Staff contacted the developers, a revised plan sent in. 402 parking spaces are required. The site plan notes that there are 458. I counted 456. 250 spaces are two car garages. 9 spaces are single car garages. There's 98 surface parking spaces. There are 78 front load driveway spaces and 13 rear load driveway spaces. 43 driveway spaces are less than 20 feet in depth. There are 448 10 by 20 parking spaces. And I noted that 402 are required. Now, there's a surplus of 54 parking spaces, and the developers have also installed reserved parking signs for the individual units. And I attached, with the notes that I sent you, a letter from the developer engineer and the copies of emails and letters we received from interested parties.
All right, sir, we thank you.
And Mr. Chairman, in reviewing the information that was submitted to us by Mr. Abbott, and there's an ongoing debate about what's parking and not parking, and can you clarify for the commission, Mr. Abbott, whether those issues are addressed in terms of a sufficient number of parking spaces?
As I said, there are 448 10 by 20 spaces on the site plan. 402 are required.
And that the parking spaces that you counted were in accordance with the county ordinance addressing the issue of the parking in the driveway versus parking in the garages. Because I believe that one of the issues or concerns was there was some feeling that the parking in the driveway was being counted when, in fact, as I understand it, it's only the parking that's in the garage. So, in other words, if in the driveway, if you have a car that's parked in the driveway, that's not included in the parking count. But we're just counting two spaces that are considered the covered spaces within the garages.
The spaces that are less than 10 by 20, 20 feet in length, have not been included as the parking.
Okay.
I mean, I counted the spaces on the site plan, and the engineer, they've noted that also.
And you and the inspector did in fact visit this location and did some of those measurements so that we know that but based on the information you're providing us, is based on your actual site visit.
When I went down with the inspector, we didn't have a copy of this site plan. I wrote the letter to the developer after we went down there, and we just randomly measured some of the concrete. It's a concrete pad that pulls off the alley into the garage, and there were some that were 10 feet, some were 11, some 18, 19 feet. It was random.
But in terms of our count is including those that do meet the requirement in terms of the 10 by 20.
The ones I just said are not included in the required parking.
The ones that were too short are taken out.
They're not, yeah.
Right.
They're not part of the required parking.
Okay.
So with that, but without them, you still meet the requirements of the ordinance?
Yes.
And more lots are being provided than was required based on our recount, based on the actual sizes of the parking spots.
There are 54 over. than what's required.
Okay. Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning the Peninsula MRRPC Veranda Revised Parking and Driveways, my motion is for approval of the revised site plan in that it is providing for more than the total number of spaces that are required for the housing units.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the revised parking and driveways for Peninsula MRRPC Veranda on Road 299. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next